It's fine by me.
You don't care.
I don't care. I don't have any views on it. I'm totally fine with transparency. I've tried to be transparent throughout this, and I think what folks will see if they get to see the memos is I've been consistent since the very beginning, right after my encounters with President Trump, and I'm consistent in the book and try to be transparent in the book as well.
Oh, really? Okay. That is James Comey talking about to Jake Tapper. How do you feel about the fact that those memos are going to be released and redacted? And they were. That's what Chairman of Oversight Trey Gowdy was hoping for, and he got it. He joins us now. So he's fine with these memos being released. Do you believe that, Chairman?
Well, it doesn't matter whether he's fine or not. They were always going to come out. It was a question of when and under what circumstances. I would have preferred them to come out sooner, and I think what we, go back, Ryan, when we learned that Comey had memorialized conversations with the president, our friends on the left were talking about obstruction of justice and trying to end the probe, and now the memos are out, and there is none of that. So now the media narrative is shifting on to, that Mike Flynn may have been mentally unstable. The reason that those memos were important to the left is they wanted the president investigated for obstruction of justice. Of all the things Comey talked about in those memos, height requirements, he loved to recount how many times he was complimented by the president. He doesn't say a single solitary word about feeling obstructed or pressured.
And then that's key, right? And Evie still doesn't today. He goes, he doesn't think it reaches the level of obstruction, was his words.
I'm glad that he has finally concluded what all of us have known for 6 months, which is that these memos would be defense exhibit A in an obstruction of justice trial.
So
of all the things he talked about, look at the memos, all the detail. I mean, he's writing like F. Scott Fitzgerald, setting the scene for this dinner. He just forgets to ever tell us that the president obstructed or impeded or intimidated him. He didn't say any of that.
By the way, if he would have saved a lot of trouble for everyone if he spoke his mind rather than waited for these incidents to happen and wrote it down. Hey, Mr. President, you know what? I probably, as much as I like, I'd love to have to be an honor to have a dinner with the president. Just not appropriate for the FBI director to do that. So I think you understand, right? You don't understand that I can't come to that ceremony, especially with all the controversy swirling around, so he doesn't show up. A lot of this thing, he started it by saying, hey, Mr. President, can you hang back a second? I got to brief you on the dossier that's out there. So why wouldn't the president try to do the same thing? Hey, can you stay in the Oval Office a second? I just want to follow up with you some things. So he acts like it's so obscene, but when he describes the situation, I see a logic to the president's action. And believe me, I don't see a logic to some things the president does. There's no logic there. Here I see a logic.
Well, you know what, Brian? My wife is a first grade school teacher. She's not a lawyer. So when I was going through what is appropriate and what is not appropriate in terms of conversations, she has a look on her face like, I didn't know that. I did not know you couldn't ask. The president's not a lawyer. He's never been in the justice system. President Obama, on the other hand, when he prejudged the outcome of not only Hillary Clinton's investigation, but also the IRS targeting scandal, there was no media outcry. When he went on national television and said there's not a smidgen of corruption in the midst of an ongoing investigation, no one said a word. But when Donald Trump, who is not a lawyer, who has not been in the justice system, says, hey, could you see, Michael Flynn's a good guy, which, by the way, Comey agrees with in the memos. I hope you could see clear to letting him go. All of a sudden, all of the knowledge of someone who's been in the Department of Justice for 30 years is imputed on a guy who's never been part of the system.
And absolutely. And all you have to do is, hey, Mr. President, this guy's a smooth talker. Nobody says he's not. Hey, Mr. President, I appreciate the honesty, but I'm going to ask the Attorney General to stay here. It's just a whole Department of Justice FBI thing. So go ahead. What was your question? And then that would be it.
Brian, do you remember this? There's a segment in the memos where Comey doesn't say the conversation is inappropriate. He just says you should ask that question. You should have your lawyer, Don McGahn, ask that question of the Department of Justice, and then it will filter its way down to me. So the question itself is not inappropriate. The manner in which the president was seeking to communicate in Jim Comey's mind was inappropriate. But you put your finger on the thing that has vexed me from day one, which is, he compared him to a mob boss. He says he has trouble with the truth. He says he's morally challenged. And yet Jim Comey would still be on the FBI private jet sipping red wine had he not been fired. That was the great crime that Donald Trump committed. Wasn't any of the other stuff. It was the fact that he fired Jim Comey.
Now, this is tough, testing your memory a little bit, but on the Rod Rosenstein recommendation for firing Comey, did he say the FBI will not be straightened out? This is me paraphrasing and remembering, with James Comey at top, and recommend the firing?
I do not recall that. I recall, and you know, in the interest of full disclosure, and the videotape will show, I didn't think that was a really compelling. I mean, if you're going to fire Jim Comey for his handling of the 2016 Clinton email investigation, you should have done that on day one.
Yep.
So I was not a fan of the way Rosenstein handled the memo and the and the firing of Comey. Now, in hindsight, Comey's done a really good job to legitimize and validate the decision to fire him.
I've never seen a more detrimental book tour. I don't know if he realizes it yet. And, you know, I get congratulations. You sold 850,000 books already, probably more, but you're not winning anybody over. And people have problems with your story, whatever your goal is. I'm pretty sure that job he had in between working for the Bush administration and then working for the Obama administration paid his bills for a lifetime. But here is Comey talking about the reason why he did one of the most controversial things, and that is leaking. Cut to.
The average private citizen didn't have a one-on-one conversation with the president of the United States where he asked him to drop a criminal investigation and then tweet at him after he's fired that he better hope there aren't tapes. I was in a position, given what I knew, to do something that would be useful and important, and so I did it. And reasonable people can disagree about it, but I still think it was the right thing to do.
Do you?
You know, the average person doesn't get to go on national television and prejudge the outcome of the IRS targeting scandal. The average person does not get to say that Hillary Clinton had no criminal intent, both of which President Obama did. Both of which, and by the way, President Obama, he knew better. He is a lawyer. He's a really good lawyer. But Comey gives him a pass. Loretta Lynch, who's the head of the Department of Justice, he's got enough problems with Loretta Lynch that he takes the decision away from her. Yeah. Did he leak anything? Did we have any idea in 2016 why Jim Comey really took that decision away from the Department of Justice? We didn't know anything about the classified material that he is now making reference to. We didn't know anything about her calling, saying, please call this a matter and not an investigation. But he didn't leak anything when Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama disappointed him. But when Donald Trump did it, all of a sudden, there's a double standard from a guy who's writing a book on ethics. There's a double standard, and it's okay to do it to Trump.
With Trey Gatti. Trey, I got 40,000 questions while you're answering this one. So that's your fault because you leave a lot of intrigue. So I got to move over to McCabe. So they find out the inspector general, and you kind of indicated this because you know a lot. I don't. The inspector general has said that this guy lied three times on three separate occasions. And it's about him leaking to the Wall Street Journal. McCabe has come back through his attorney and said, James Comey knew I did that. James Comey said flat out, I never told anyone to leak to the press about anything. Now, you got to wonder about that statement after he actually leaked to the press, and he promised the president he'll never leak to the press, and he did. So, real quick, McCabe and Comey, how's this going to end?
Well, what Andy McCabe is making what we call a strawman argument. So what if he had permission from Comey? He didn't have permission from Comey to lie to the investigators that were interviewing him. He's not in trouble because he didn't follow Jim Comey's instructions. He's in trouble. He's not in trouble for leaking. He's not in trouble for publicly acknowledging an ongoing criminal probe. He would not have lost a job for either one of those, even though they're violations of policy. He got fired. He's in trouble because on three separate occasions, under oath, with an obligation to tell the truth, he did not do so. So whether or not Comey knew about it or gave him permission is secondary to the fact that when he was asked under oath about it, in the opinion of Michael Horowitz, who, by the way, Brian, I have said from day one, is a straight shooter and a good guy. And I think the rest of the world is finding out right now Michael Horowitz is exactly what you want in an inspector general. McCabe's in trouble for lying. He's not in trouble for any of the other stuff he's talking about.
So here's the book tour where he wants to talk about the book and maybe his upbringing and the break-in that happened when he was 16. But instead, he's talking about the breaking news. Here's his response to the criminal referral to the Justice Department of Andy McCabe, his number two.
Your second in McCann, in command, McCabe, was fired for lying multiple times within the FBI. You defended his character on Twitter. That's okay. Lying is okay internally.
No, it's definitely not. In fact, the McCabe case illustrates what an organization that's committed to the truth looks like. We investigated whole... I ordered that investigation. Mm-hmm. We investigate and hold people accountable. Good people lie.
Okay. What's your take on that?
The Jim Comey is the hero in every story he tells. He is the central figure. He is the vanguard of morality in every story he tells. I actually agree with him. Good people are capable of lying and do, and bad people are capable of telling the truth. I just wish he would apply the same standard to the president that he applies to Andy McCabe. You know, he says the president's unfit for office because he lies about things big and small. And yet he concedes that he has lied in the past, and he concedes that he launched the investigation, or says he launched the investigation, into Andy McCabe doing the same thing. Now, one is a good – oh, by the way, this don't overlook the fact. And there's a video because I questioned him on it. Hillary Clinton, the candidate that he's really proud his wife and daughter supported, she has some trouble with the truth too. Trump is unfit for office. Clinton is worthy of his wife and daughter's support, and McCabe is a good guy. They all three did the same thing, but Jim Comey has a different standard for all three of them. That is relativism, and if you're going to write a book about truth, morality, and ethics, don't have a chapter on relativism.
That's a good point. And, Chairman, do you believe that Comey lies?
Everyone lies. And you know what, Brian? Everyone is capable of telling the truth. In every criminal trial I had for 20 years— every defendant who ever testified told the truth at least once, and they told it on the very first question I asked them, which is, what is your name? And every single one of them told the truth. People are capable of telling the truth and lying. Everyone is.
Right.
So now there are differing degrees about how comfortable people feel doing it. But, you know, Comey criticized leaks in his memos. And yet he leaked one of the memos to a law professor, and he did it to spur special counsel. Brian, that's my problem. Okay, you did it to Trump to spur special counsel, but when Loretta Lynch, in your judgment, was not fit to oversee the Clinton email investigation, you didn't say a word to anybody. You didn't leak it to the Washington Post. You didn't leak it to the New York Times. You kept that secret. But when Trump disappointed you by firing you, you had no problems leaking. That is a double standard. It is antithetical to a book on ethics and morality.
Wow. I've never put it quite – I've never been able to tie those two things together, but that does tell the story. Now, here's the problem. I mean, little things like Loretta Lynch saying, I never told him to say it's a matter, not an investigation. John Kelly saying, I never told him I'm going to quit too. That never happened. I said, good luck at the end of the conversation. Now you have Andy McCabe saying that I told him, you know, because he told you guys – I think it was your committee – I have never told anyone to leak. Okay, fine. Andy McCabe says, yeah, he knew I was leaking. Never said a word. So I'm not saying these are earth-shattering conflicts, but is everybody lying in and around James Comey except James Comey?
Hey, welcome to the world of a prosecutor and a jury trying to figure out who's telling the truth and who's not. And it's a challenge in courtrooms all across the country every single day. So what people do is they use their innate, God-given common sense, and then they say who has a motive for lying. I mean, that's the best we can do. We're not human polygraphs. We are not wired to immediately know this person's telling the truth and this person is not. And sometimes, and I'll bet you it happened with President Trump and Jim Comey, they both think they're telling the truth. They both witnessed the same event, and they have diametrically different recollections of it. That does not mean either one of them's lying. It just means one of them is wrong. A lie is an intent to deceive about a material fact.
And, Chairman, I got to ask you, do you believe that the criminal referral of Andrew McCabe will result in an indictment?
Probably. I say probably because— you know, Horowitz did a pretty good job of laying out the chronology, and I hope what all of us want is the same thing to happen to Andy Smith or Andy Jones or Amy Smith or Amy Jones as happens to Andy McCabe. The lady wears a blindfold, Brian. She wears it for a reason. She's not supposed to know who's in front of her, And if you or I would be referred for a false statement, then Andy McCabe should be referred also.
Would you have? Do you have a look? Do you look to talk to Comey again?
At some point, I've actually, other than one little flare, the politicization of the FBI, I've never had a cross word with him. I supported him when nobody else did in an encryption fight with a little company called Apple. I defended him throughout most of 2016 when Democrats wanted to put him in jail. So I have defended him when I thought he was right, and I've criticized him when I thought he was not right. I would love a chance to question him again on some of the things we raised today. For instance, why didn't you do something when you had questions about Loretta Lynch? Why didn't you leak then? Why not a special counsel in that case? Why for Trump but not for Clinton?
Gotcha. Chairman, I got you all spun up. I don't know what you're going to do with all this energy and adrenaline right now.
Go cut the grass.
All right. By the way, pick up Unified. You should have told me to promote it because it's an awesome book. You and Senator Tim Scott put it together. It is a great read, and you'll love talking to people after you put it together. Thanks so much, Chairman. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brian. God bless. Have a good weekend.
You too.